AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. The Milwaukee Bucks ran their winning streak to 15 games Tuesday night with a 118-104 victory over Brooklyn, but Coach Mike Budenholzer is not getting carried away.
You know, we're focused on just playing good basketball. We just kind of take it day by day, focus on how are we improving, how are we getting better, and, you know, all those other things will, if you're doing the right things day by day, good things will happen.
And good things happened for Memphis Tuesday night, as Bruce Morton reports.
The Grizzlies pulled away in the fourth quarter to down the Lakers 121-109. L.A. took the floor without LeBron James, who was down with a foot injury. The Lakers' three-game win streak came to a close. John Morant was game high with 39 for Memphis, which has won 5 of 7.
Other winners on Tuesday: Golden State, Minnesota, Washington, Toronto, Denver, Sacramento, Indiana, and San Antonio, as the Spurs snapped their 16-game losing skid. On the collegiate level, number 3 Kansas was victorious, but barely, 67-63 over Texas Tech, as Greg Eklund reports.
Kansas freshman Grady Dick sealed the win on a pair of free throws with 3 seconds left in the game. Texas Tech trailed by 9 at halftime and stayed close in the second half, but the Red Raiders were never able to grab a second-half lead.
And number 6 Marquette wrapped up the regular season Big East title, defeating Butler 72-56 behind Tyler Kolek's 21 points.
I was on the floor out there just in tears of joy. Just, you know, I could have never imagined in a million years that would have happened, that this moment in my life would have happened. Just goes to show all the hard work that I put in and put myself in this position.
Hockey news. The New York Rangers acquired winger Patrick Kane from Chicago, Kane winning 3 Stanley Cups while with the Blackhawks. And in pro football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and running back Leonard Fournette, they've mutually agreed to part ways as he soon will be released. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.